Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the fifth parak of Meseches Kelim, and these are the prakim that begin to talk about the halachos of ovens and stoves and Kabbalah Stumah when it comes to such items. So says the Mishnah, Tan R'tchilas V'arba'a, that it has to start out as being four tefachim tall, and in order for it to be considered a real Tan, V'shiyara V'arba'a, and if it breaks, it has to remain four tefachim tall in order for it to be Mekabel Tumah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, V'checha M'momrim, B'medvar M'amurim. That's only true if it's a big oven, but when you're dealing with a small oven, then it only needs to be any amount. It doesn't need to be four tefachim. V'shiyar of rubo, and if it gets broken, it's still mekabel tumah as long as the majority of it is still left. Misha tegamar melachto, if a new oven has a gemar melacha, meaning they finished making it, ezuhu gemar melacht, meaning that's when it's mekabel tumah. Ezu gemar melachto, what do they mean finished making it? Misha yasikenu kidei lefos, suppose sufganin, when it's heated to a high enough temperature that you could bake sufganin in it, which is like some type of sponge cake. So it doesn't have to get any hotter than that to be mekabel tumah to have a gemar melacha. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishiyasek es hachodosh kidei lefos payoshon sufganin. It's considered to be a gemar melacha if the new oven is heated high enough to bake sufganin in an old oven, meaning less, not as hot as it would take to bake sufganin in a new oven, but hot enough that if it were an old oven, it would be able to bake sufganin. Moving on to Mishnah base, a kira, which is a different type of oven, it's like a stove, tchilasa shalosh, in order for it to be mekabel tumah, it has to be three tefachim tall, shiareh shalosh, and if it's broken, it has to remain three tefachim tall in order for it to be mekabel tumah, mishit to gemar melachta. And when does it consider gemar melacha that it's a completed kli? So the ezu gemar melachta mishiyasikena kedei levasha leleha beita kala sheba beitim, when you heat it enough to be able to cook a chicken egg on it. Trufa unasuna beilfas, after the egg has been deshelled and you beat it and you put it in a pot to cook. So if it's hot enough to cook, basically in a scrambled egg in a frying pan, then it's a gemar melacha. Hakupach, the halacha of a kupach, which is a different type of stove, asa'olafia, if you made it for baking shiuro ketanur, then it has the same dinim as a tanur. Asa'olabishal, but if you made it for cooking shiuro kakira, then it has the same dinim as a kira. Ha'evin hayotzi min hatanur tefach, if a stone sticks out of the wall of an oven, one tefach, min akira shalosh etzba'os, or three etzba'os out of the wall of a kira, chibor, that's considered to be connected to the tanur or to the kira. So if it becomes tame, the handle also becomes tame. But if the handle is longer than a tefach for a tanur or whatever it is, three etzvaos for a kira, then it's not considered to be connected and it does not become tame. Hayotzi min a kupach, a stone handle that sticks out of a kupach, is asel lafi yashiru ketanur, asel levishul shiru kira. It depends whether you made this kupach for afia or for bishul, whether it has a din of a tanur or a kira. Am Rabbi Yehuda lo amru tefach ele bein hatanur velakosel, that the idea that the handle is more than a tefach is not considered part of the oven, is only if the handle is in between the oven and the wall of the house, because the extra length of the handle makes it that you can't push the oven up against the wall. So probably you're not going to leave it that way, because of course you want the oven against the wall, so it's not considered part of the oven. But if the handle isn't between, it's not on that side of the oven, it's nowhere near the wall of the house, so there's nothing to tell us that you have any problem with this handle, that you're ever going to cut it down. If you have two ovens that are close to each other and there's a long handle in between them, then the first tefach coming out of this oven and the first tefach coming out of that oven are considered the handles of each one. And if it's one long handle that's connected, that's Tahar. Anything that's in between the tefach closest to this oven and the tefach closest to that oven is not considered part of the oven and is in fact tahar. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we described the sizes of a tanur and a kira, both initially and once it's broken, and in order to be mekabel tumah, and the level of heat that it needs to achieve in order to have gemar melacha. And then we mentioned that in Mishnah Aleph, and then about a tanur, Mishnah Beis, is about a kira, and we pointed out that a kupach could have dinim of a tanur or dinim of a kira, and we also spoke about how much of a handle is considered part of the tanur and the kira, how large of a handle would not be considered part of the tanur or the kira. But next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Gimel.